Tom Thumb by the Brothers Grimm. A poor woodman sat in his cottage one night, smoking his pipe by the fireside, while his wife sat by his side, spinning. "How lonely it is, wife," said he, as he puffed out a long curl of smoke, "for you and me to sit here by ourselves, without any children to play about and amuse us, while other people seem so happy and merry with their children." "What you say is very true," said the wife, sighing, and turning round her wheel. "How happy should I be if I had but one child, if it were ever so small, nay, if it were no bigger than my thumb, I should be very happy and love it dearly." Now, odd as you may think it, it came to pass that this good woman's wish was fulfilled, just in the very way she had wished it, for not long afterwards she had a little boy, who was quite healthy and strong, but was not much bigger than my thumb. So they said, "Well, we cannot say we have not got what we wished for, and, little as he is, we will love him dearly." And they called him Thomas Thumb. They gave him plenty of food, yet for all they could do he never grew bigger, but kept just the same size as he had been when he was born. Still, his eyes were sharp and sparkling, and he soon showed himself to be a clever little fellow who always knew well what he was about. One day, as the woodman was getting ready to go into the wood to cut fuel, he said, "I wish I had someone to bring the cart after me, for I want to make haste." "Oh, father," cried Tom, "I will take care of that. The cart shall be in the wood by the time you want it." Then the woodman laughed and said, "How can that be? You cannot reach up to the horse's bridle." "Never mind that, father," said Tom. "If my mother will only harness the horse, I will get into his ear and tell him which way to go." "Well," said the father, "we will try for once." When the time came, the mother harnessed the horse to the cart and put Tom into his ear. And as he sat there, the little man told the beast how to go, crying, "Go on," and "Whoa," as he wanted. And thus the horse went on just as well as if the woodman had driven it himself into the wood. It happened that as the horse was going a little too fast, and Tom was calling out, "Gently, gently," two strangers came up. "What an odd thing that is," said one. "There is a cart going along, and I hear a carter talking to the horse, but yet I can see no one."
"That is queer indeed," said the other. "Let's follow the cart and see where it goes."
So they went on into the wood, till at last they came to the place where the woodman was. Then Tom Thumb, seeing his father, cried out, "See, father, here I am with the cart, all right and safe. Now take me down." So his father took hold of the horse with one hand, and with the other took his son out of the horse's ear, and put him down upon a straw, where he sat as merry as you please. The two strangers were all this time looking on, and did not know what to say for wonder. At last one took the other aside, and said,
"That little urchin will make our fortune, if we can get him and carry him about from town to town as a show. We must buy him."
So they went up to the woodman, and asked him what he would take for the little man.
"He will be better off," said they, "with us than with you." "I won't sell him at all," said the father. "My own flesh and blood is dearer to me than all the silver and gold in the world."
But Tom, hearing of the bargain they wanted to make, crept up his father's coat to his shoulder and whispered in his ear, "Take the money, father, and let them have me. I'll soon come back to you." So the woodman at last said he would sell Tom to the strangers for a large piece of gold, and they paid the price.
"Where would you like to sit?" said one of them.
"Oh, put me on the rim of your hat. That will be a nice gallery for me. I can walk about there and see the country as we go along." So they did as he wished, and when Tom had taken leave...